Now we have our second feature, written by Bethany Wales, who takes a look at the once thriving business of Bernard Matthews. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
More than 600 jobs are at risk at Bernard Matthews after the food giant announced plans to close its largest Norfolk site. The poultry producer has already stopped work at its processing plant in Great Witchingham, where it has been based for almost 70 years. The company, which has been owned by national companies since the death of its founder in 2010, blamed spiralling costs, ageing facilities at the site, and the impact of bird flu. It also said changing trends meant that fewer people were eating turkey, its primary product. The firm has made losses of more than £35 million over the past 2 years, which bosses say was due in part to unprecedented cost rises on energy, animal feed, fuel and labour. The company, which employs a total of 2,000 people, said it was in talks with workers to explore the full range of options before making any final decisions, and that all staff would be offered roles at its sister sites across East Anglia. They include plants in Attleborough and Thetford in Norfolk and Holton, Flixton and Eye in Suffolk. A spokesman said, despite investment in recent years and our efforts to secure more business, it is still loss-making and not commercially viable. We understand this will be extremely disappointing news for everyone concerned at Great Witchingham. Our key priority now is to hold consultations with all employees and their representatives and explore the full range of options before making any final decisions. A once beautiful business. The firm is one of the most famous names in the history of Norfolk business and farming. It was founded in 1950 by Bernard Matthews from his home with his wife, 20 turkey eggs and an incubator. In 1955, the company moved to Great Witchingham Hall, where Matthews and his family set up their home. By 1960, the firm was in the Guinness Book of Records as the biggest turkey farmer in Europe, and little over a decade later, in 1971, it was publicly listed. It became one of the most recognisable brands of the 1980s, after the company launched its first TV commercial in 1980, with Matthews himself introducing his famous beautiful catchphrase in his thick Norfolk accent. Bernard Matthews successfully fought off a takeover bid from US food giant Sara Lee in 2000, and the following year the company was bought back by the Matthews family and made private again. It faced huge challenges in 2005 after celebrity chef Jamie Oliver campaigned to rid school dinners of the firm's turkey Twizzlers, saying they contained only 34% of turkey and were of little nutritional value. The 2010s were a troubled decade for the firm. Bernard Matthews resigned as chairman in 2010 on his 80th birthday. The business was bought out by turnaround experts Rutland Partners in September 2013, following a close brush with insolvency. In September 2016, the company was sold to an investment company owned by two sisters' founder, Ranjit Singh Baparan, for £87.5 million. The company's problems have continued to mount over the past 3 years. In 2022, it reported losses of £25 million, which dropped to £10 million in 2023. The company said it has carried out a review of its operations at its headquarters at Great Witchingham and now hope to invest and grow its other sites across East Anglia.